The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
The Gemara Menachot, Daf Gimel, the example being studied, Le'ilu Nishmat Avram Ben Esther, Ruach Hashem Tinhan Began Eden, Amen, Fuat Shema Miki Ben Jamie, Vaslachat, Havrat Daf Yomi. We're beginning on Bet Amud Bet, and we are up to Ela Me'ata. We had a stira in Rabbi Shimon. One place Rabbi Shimon said that if you brought the mincha shelo lishmo, so it counts. It's ole lebe'alim. Another statement Rabbi Shimon said, if you bring the mincha shelo lishma, it's not ole lebe'alim. It's a contradiction. So Rabba came and gave an answer. Rabba's answer was, can't be shinui kodesh, can be shinui be'alim. He said it depends. If you make shinui in the Kodesh, meaning you were bringing a marcheshet, menchat marcheshet, and you had kavanah for a mahabat, so it's okay. And the logic was, because we see what type of keli he's bringing it in. You see he's bringing it in a mahabat, or he's bringing it in a marcheshet. So your kavanah of mahabat is, you see, it's doesn't mean anything. The keli itself is telling us what he's bringing. He said marcheshet, he's bringing it in marcheshet, so now he's having a kavanah for mahabat, doesn't do anything. So it's kasher. That's a different story. Which means it's Reuven's mincha, they brought it Lashem Shimon, that's already pasul, that type of mincha. That's why we answer the two statements. What the Gemara is going to do for the next daf is basically ask the same question several times. The base of the question is going to be like this. So you're telling me that any time it's obvious what the guy's doing, and that the negative kavanah is really worthless or shekir, so we pay no attention to it. Just like in this case over here. You see, it's in a marheshet, it's in a deep pen. So when the guy's kavanah is from mahabat, they don't kavanah from mahabat is worthless. Look what he's doing. So the Gemara is going to ask a host of questions. Oh yeah? So what about in this case? Where it says pasul, but it should be kashir by son of Sevara. First example. Ilama'ata ola ta'uf. Okay. Ola ta'uf. She melaka lima'la. You made melika on the ola ta'uf above the line of the mizbeah. Mishum hatat ta'uf. But you brought the ola ta'uf with kavanah for hatat ta'uf. Tiratzeh. It should be accepted. Why? Ma'aseha. Your actions are proving what it is. The olat ta'ofi, it's got to be olat ta'of. The yachatat ta'of, he lemata have avidla. You would have done it below the line. Hatat ta'of is done below the line. Mashiachin olat ta'of is above the line. Put the sekra, top of the mizbeah. So therefore, the Gemara is saying olat ta'of, you brought above, but you brought it l'shem hatat. Who cares about l'shem hatat? Look where he is. He's making the melika, the ma'ala from the mizbeah. And that's what you do for olat ta'of. You know, hatatov you bring below. But the deen is, it's pasul. Why should it be pasul? Gemara says, atu hatat ta'of le ma'ala mileta? Who told you? You're not allowed to bring hatat ta'of above? Hamar mor, melika bechol makom be mizbeah keshira. The melika of the hatatov is kosher even above. So therefore, you don't have any ma'aseh that's mukhiyah. Because you can do the hatatof also, milika, upstairs. So therefore, on top of the mizbeah. So therefore, when you're doing an olat ta'of, l'shem hatat ta'of, and you're upstairs, you can't say, oh, ma'aseh mukhiyot. What's ma'aseh mukhiyot? Hatatof is kasher above as well. Therefore, it's a bad kabana, and therefore, that's why it's ruined. You need a ma'aseh shemukhiyah. You don't have ma'aseh mukhiyah. Both are kasher in that spot. So therefore, you did it for the wrong kabana, the first pasuk. Next question. According to the way Rabbah understood, that anytime you have a ma'aseh mukhiyah, anytime it's clear what you're doing, the negative kavanah doesn't affect you. Therefore, when he brought a marcheshet, in a marcheshet, so even though you had kavanah for mahabat, I don't care for mahabat, it's in the marcheshet. So the Gemara asked the question. The Gemara said, you brought olat ta'of on top of the mizbeah, milika, but you brought the shem hatat. Oh, so it's pasul. Why is it pasul? Hatat is done on the bottom of the mizbeah. it was hatat, you would be doing it on the bottom. The fact that he did it on top, the maaseh is mukhiyah, and therefore it should be kasher. The Gemara answers, no, hatat tov is also kasher on top of the mizbeah. So if you didn't do anything specific to prove that it's rola more than a hatat, because you can make melikah on top of the mizbeah. Well, that's next question. Remember we learned olata off, you make mitsui. It means you press the, squeeze it. Right? You press it against the wall of the mizbeah. It's called mitsui adam. So it says olata off shemitzadam alemala l'shem hatat off. But you did it l'shem hatat off. Hatat off, there's no mitsui lemala min mizbeah. So it says tirtze maaseha. That's it. Tirtze. It should be accepted. Why? Maaseha mochichin aleha. The olata offi. It's got to be olata off. Because if it was hatat off, lemata havi avid la, it would be done above. And I'm reading the girsa. Below. There's two things over here that are mukhiyah, that is not a hatat. Number one, hatat you don't do above mitsui, you do it below. And second of all, you do hazaa first. By the hatata off, you do haza'ah, you sprinkle, then you do mitsui on the leftovers. So here you did nothing like a hatat. So then, olata off, shemitza et dama lemala min ha-mizbeah, leshem hatat, should be kishira. Because ma'asav mukhiyah. If it was leshem hatat, you would have been doing it on the bottom. And you would have been doing haza'ah. And you didn't do that. So what should be kashir? So why tell me it's pasu? So what it says, amre, dilma, mitsui, debatar haza'ahu, which means the people, it's no ra'ayah that you're doing it for Allah. I can still think you're doing it for hatat. Rashi top line. Amre inche vaday hatati, v'ach mitzui debatar haza'ahu. They'll think that what, that really maybe they came late. And really the haza'ah maybe was done already on the bottom of the mizbeah. And now they're just doing mitzui. And mitsui, even by a hatat, can be done anywhere on the mizbeach. And then what's that mukhiyah? Because the people will say, who says it's ola? Maybe it's a hatat. They did the hazah already on the bottom of the mizbeach. And now that I see mitsui on top, mitsui is kasher anyway, even for a hatat on top. Therefore, it's not masa mukhiyah. Therefore, the shelo lishma is going to ruin it. So you don't have a masa mukhiyah. But that's another question. Hata ta'of. Sheiza dama lemata leshem ola ta'of. Okay, now we go to reverse case. Hata ta'of that you did haza'a lemata mena mizbeach, where it's supposed to be. But you did it leshem ola. Ola is supposed to be above. Tirse, it should be accepted. Why? The ma'aseh mukhiyin alaf. Again, you have ma'aseh mukhiyah. It's actions approving. Why? The hatat of he. It's got to be hatat of. The olata of he. Because if it was olata of, lemar la hava avid le. Number one, you would have done it above. And number two, umitsui hava avid le. And first you have to do mitsui. So from the fact that he did haza'a lemata, even though he did it l'shem ola, who cares if he did it l'shem ola? It's obvious the fact that he did it below. And that you did haza'a, and you didn't do it above, and you didn't do mitsui, it's got to be a hatat. Shabi kishera. Someone else says, hakanameh. You're right. That'll be a case according to Bishamon, that it's ma'asav mukhihin, and it'll be kasher. Which means we found the case by ofot. Just like we found the case by menachot. We found the case by menachot now, that ma'asav mukhiyah, and therefore nechanameh will be kasher. Only problem is, Rabbi Shimon's statement was, he said that this law applies to menachot and does not apply to zevachim. Zevachim is the same shechita. When you make a shechita l'shem chatat or l'shem shlamim, it's the same shechita, so the kavanah is going to affect it. So the chaura, why did he say zevachim velo menachot? He could have said now zevachim velo ofot, because we found the case of of also that falls in the same category as the menachot, that you have the law of ma'asav mukhiyin. So Gemara says, "Ela lefi she'ena menachot domot lezevachim." Menachot are not compared to zevachim. Ka'amal lezevachim velo le'ofot. Rashi, look at Rashi, third line. Devaday le'ofot domim. De'ofot alu l'shem choba. It'll count. Kegon hatat ta'of she'izad dema lemata. Leshem olata off, which is in a chedameh. By olata off, like we just said, or hatata off, it will work. Oh, so therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, really hatata off is kishera. So therefore, why? So he said what? By mincha ma'asab mochichin. Why did you only say by mincha? You could have said it by ofot as well. That ma'asab mochichin. So he said, lefishena menachot domot nezvachim. Since menachot are not similar to zivag, zivahim is not mochiyah, and menachot is. Ka'amar bishul. That's why Rabbi Shimon said lezvachim velo leofot. But it's since again, lefi she'ena menachot domot lezevachim, since menachot are not similar to zevachim.
That was the quote
that Rabbi Shimon said. Ka'amar lezevachim, which means behemot, ve'lo le'ofot, which is dafka zevachim.
It's not similar to.
It's not similar to, but it is to ofot, which is what it said that that menachot are not similar to zevachim, to animals they're not similar to, but they're similar to ofot. Because you see, in the case of ofot, you have a case with masab mukhiyah. Rabbi Shimon's statement was, why is it good by menachot and not good by zebachim? Nefish menachot lo domot lezebachim. Yeah, it's not domot lezebachim, but it is domot lezebachim. Because just like the keli is mochiyach by the marcheshet, for example, so the place that you slaughtered the and you sprinkled the hatata off is also mochiyach. Therefore, if you had a wrong kavana, it will be kasher. Gemara continues. Another question. No, it's continuing the same questions. We're not done. We're asking the same questions. Koche kadashim sheshahatan basafon. Okay, koche kadashim that you slaughtered in the north of the Azara. Leshem kadashim kalim. But you slaughtered them for the sake of kadashim kalim. Liritsu, they should be accepted. Maasehen mochichin alehen. The koche kadashim minu. The I kadashim kalim. Badarom aveavid lehu. Kadashim Kalim are slaughtered in the south. Kodesh 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 Kodeshim is slaughtered in the north. So the Chaurah, if you slaughtered Kodesh Kodeshim in the north, Leshem Kadashim Kalim, it should be kasher. Because Ma'asav Mochim, you see you're doing it in the north. So I don't care about your Kavanah. Your Kavanah means nothing. Bottom of the query is doing it. No, it should be kasher. Kavanah says, Imu Damar Rahmana, Af Bedarom, Bedarom Velo Betzafon, Mi Amar, which means Kadashim Kalim. When we said that they're slaughtered in the south, we didn't mean exclusively in the south. Also in the south. But you can slaughter Kadashim Kalim also in the north. Ditnan. Shehaitatam bechol makom ba'azara. So therefore you don't have a ma'aseh mochiyah. Therefore when you slaughter Kodesh Kodashim in the north, it's not obvious that you're doing it with Kodesh Kodashim. Because it could be Kodesh Kadashim Kalim. Because you're allowed to slaughter Kadashim Kalim also in the north. Therefore you have no question of it. Kadashim, go to the reverse case. Kadashim Kalim shehaitatam bedarom. Leshem kodshe kodashim liritzu maaseim mochichim alehem the kadashim kalim ninu the I kodshe kodashim basafon hava avid lehu. You did kodshe kalim in the south where it's supposed to be, but you did it leshem kodshe kodashim. That kavanah should be nothing, because bottom line you're doing it in the south, because only kadashim kalim belong in the south, not kadashim kodshe kodashim. So therefore your kavanah means nothing. We see where you're doing it. Maaseim mochichim should be kasher. So the Gemara says, no, I'll tell you why it's not going to be kasher. Amre, koche kodashim ninu. Because the people are going to say, really it's koche kodashim. Ume'ebar hu de'avar v'shahatu bedarom. And the guy's avarian. He did it wrong. He slaughtered it in the south. And he did it wrong. So now already, even that's not mukhiyah. That the guy's doing it in the south. So, what is it going to be? It's got to be a Kadashim Kalim, Ma'asav Mochiyah. No, in Ma'asav Mochiyah. Because the people will say, it really is what his Machshava was, Kochek Kodashim. So why is he doing it in the south? Stam, he's Avarian, he did it wrong. So the Gemara says, wait, once you're introducing this concept that he did it wrong, so now the Gemara opens up a whole subject. Gemara says, Ihache, if that's the case, let's go back to the Bishamon's case. Mahabat Leshem Marheshet. When you brought a Mahabat, for the sake of a marcheshet, which means it was mahabat, but you had kavanah for a marcheshet. Nameh. And what are you bringing it in? You're bringing it in a mahabat. Correct? So we said, oh, you're bringing it in a mahabat, so therefore you see you're bringing it in a mahabat, the marcheshet kavanah means nothing. Why? Ha deka kamitzla the marcheshet amar hai be marcheshet nadar. When you see his kavanah for marcheshet, so maybe the people will say, really he's doing it for Marcheshet. And And the reason why he's bringing in a mahabat, the marhashit, the really it is a marhashit. And he's doing it wrong. Which is just like you're entertaining, that you could do it wrong by the Kadashim Kalim, and you tell me, oh, maybe really his mahshava is a good mahshava. When he said Kadashim Kodesh Kadashim, he means it. And but he's doing it in the south. He's doing it wrong. Therefore, that's why it's posel. So say the same thing by Rabbi Shimon's case. When you're doing it in the mahabat, but when you're taking the kimitah, you're doing it in the shemar heshet. So what do we say? We say no, that kavanah means nothing. You see, it's in the mahabat. No, maybe the kavanah is significant to ruin it. And because the people are going to say, really he means marcheshet, that's why he's doing it in the mahabat. You made a mistake. He's over. And therefore the kavanah should be posel. Gemara says, Hatam over there. Answer. Kiname b'marcheshet nadar, which means even let's say if the guy was not there to bring a mincha in a marcheshet, kimaiti la b'machabat machabat avya. The rule is that even if his kavanah was to bring a marcheshet and he brought it in a machabat, it turns into a machabat, which means the mincha goes according to the vessel that it's in. Kiddetan, ha'omer, hare alai b'machabat. The guy says, I'm bringing on me a machabat. Ve'evi b'marcheshet, and we brought it in a different kelly in a marcheshet. Or the opposite, b'marcheshet, ve'evi b'machabat. And vice versa, ma shevi hevi. What he brought it in the vessel, that's what he brought. It's a machabat, it's a machabat, it's a marcheshet, marcheshet. V'idin nidro lo yatsa. But this opinion says, you're not yotze the neder that you say, because You did one thing and you brought in another, but it's kasher. Oh, so what do you see from over here? That when a person brings a mincha that's made in a machabat, it's a din of a machabat, even if his kavanah was for marcheshet. Also, therefore, in this case over here, where the kohen took the mincha machabat l'shem marcheshet, the Mishmon's case, it was a mincha in a machabat, and you took it l'shem marcheshet. Of course, ma'asab is mukhiyah, because it's kasher. Which means, in this case over here, right, which means, minhat, it's for sure minhat mahabati. Which is, even if it was a marheshet, it would be a mahabat. Certainly in this case where it's a, you brought it for a mahabat, and it's in the mahabat things, your kavanah means nothing. Which means, in a case where you brought marheshet, and you put it in a mahabat, it becomes a mahabat. Here you brought it for mahabat, and you had a kavanah for marheshet. And it's in a mahabat. Certainly it's going to be kasher. If we're ma'asar mukhihin, that what, since you put it in a marheshet, did you put it in the keli? It is what it is. If it's according to the Bishimon, really ma'asar mukhihin, that what, the kavanah is nothing, because your kavanah was for mahabat. And where is it? It's in a mahabat. I had a kavanah for marcheshet. So the people will say, oh, it's ma'asav mukhi, it's not ma'asav mukhi. Because maybe they're going to say that really he means marcheshet, and he just did it wrong by putting it in mahabat. He says, no, even if he would have kavanah for marcheshet, put it in a mahabat, it's a mahabat anyway. So it's a mukhiyah. So he says, oh, wait, that's so fast. You brought me a ra'ayah from a case where the guy said, hare alai. He said, hare alai, it's on me to bring a mahabat. However, vidilma, may I give you a case that's a question against Rabbi Shimon? Vidilma, maybe the case like this. He has solit in front of him. He has flour in front of him. And he said like this, Ba'amar, zu. Okay, we have the sa'ot over here. Let's just get the right words over here. He didn't say, Hale alai lehabim minhat marcheshet. He said, zu. Meaning, this. This over here should be for Minhat marcheshet. He didn't say it's not on me. He just said zu. It pointed to the flower that was in front of him. Kiditnan, like we have a mishnah. It says in the mishnah zu lehavi b'mahabat. Let's say it says like this: zu lehavi b'mahabat. Points the flower that's in front of him. This I want to be b'mahabat. And what do you do vehavi b'marcheshet? Or vice versa. B'marcheshet. He says this is marcheshet vehavi b'mahabat. Hare zu pesula. Oh, in that case over there, it is indeed going to be pisula. Again, he said, zum marheshet, zum marheshet. It's different when he says, hare alai. Because hare alai, no problem, you messed up over here, so you bring another one. But when he says, hare zu, he means this one over here. This is mahabat. So when you put it in a marheshet, it's not good. Oh, so maybe the case of Rabbi Shimon is a case where he said Harezu. And therefore when you say Harezu, which means Harezu the Marheshet, and you put it in a Mahabat, so now you can't say and you put it in a Mahabat, you can't say, well, Ma'asav Mokichim, you put it in a Mahabat, because that case is indeed Pasul. That case is indeed pasul. We want to say according to Bishimon, nah, the wrong kavanah means nothing. And look what he did. Yeah, in this case over here, look what he did. In the case over here, if it was a Harezu case, and you put it, your kavanah was for Mahabad, and you put it in a Marheshet, it is indeed pasul. So you cannot say, oh, Ma'asav Bukhrin, look where we put it. Well, look where we put it. In this case, it's going to be pasul. So how is the Bishimon going to say in that case? So the Gemara says, says, you're right. According to the rabbis, the last case we said is true. There's a difference between Hare Alai and Hare Zu, which means, according to the Rabbanan, there is a difference between Hare Alai and Hare Zu. Let's go to the rabbis' opinion. The rabbis are going to say that when you said Hare Alai, I go whatever keli was it. I say Hare Alai Marheshet, let's say. And you put it in a Chabad? Good. Whatever the keli is, that's what it becomes, and then you owe the other thing that you were supposed to bring. When you say it's kasher, but you owe the real item. When you say Arezu, then you made a mistake, because you said Arezu Marheshet. Now when you put it in the wrong keli, it's pasul. But according to Rabbi Shimon, he argues on the Rabbanan. He says, when you say Hare Alai, that's what he says, when you say Hare Alai Marheshet, right? And you bring the Marheshet and you put it in a Mahabat, he says, not only are it's kasher, but you yotzei a neder. He says you yotzei a neder in that case. Even you brought in the Mahabat. Because why? We say that his kavanah was for Marheshet. And if you put it in the Mahabat, it's kasher. And therefore, he'll hold, there's no difference between when you said Hare Alai or you said Hare Zu. It's also going to be kasher. Read the Gemara. Rabbi Shimon, Kevan, Amar Rabbi Shimon, Af Yedin Nidro Yatsa, which is a big hadush. He holds, even when you put it in the wrong keli, Yatsa, Alma Kiviotad de Mana Velo Klumhu. He holds the keli means nothing, which means as long as your kavanah was from Marheshet, I don't care if you put it in a mana of Mahabad, doesn't matter. The mana is not the item. So what's your demanaz at the item? Lo shena amar zu velo shena amar alai. It's not going to make a difference if he said zu or alai. In any mikre, if the person puts the solit in a mahabat, it's going to be a mahabat. Oh, so now let's go slow again. According to the B Shimon, when a person said hare alai, he wanted to bring, let's say, a nadab be marheshet, and he put it in a mahabat. What's the din according to Mishimon?
Kasher.
V'yatzayid in nidro. Meaning he's covered. Somehow it covered his neder. How is that going to cover his neder? Even though you want to bring a marheshet. That has to be clarified. The guy was neder a marheshet. You're saying in nidro. Okay, somehow, once it goes into the keli, you're saying you're there, nidro. Okay, we're going to have to see how. That's up for grabs to see how it works. But now let's review according to Mishnah what comes out. So according to the Gemara, let's review the Gemara again. The Gemara started off by saying, hey, according to Bishimon, you go with the logic that even if you had a wrong kavanah, disregard the kavanah. Ma'asav mochichot. Your ma'asav is mochiyah. Therefore, when a guy brought a marcheshet, and he put it in a marcheshet, let's say. Let's give the case of Bishimon. You put it in a marcheshet, and your kavanah was for something else. You said, don't worry about the kavanah.
Right.
Look, ma'asav mochichot. He's doing it in the marcheshet. So the Gemara had a question. Who told you? Maybe you did it wrong. Which is maybe when the guy had kavanah for a he brought in a mahabat. He had kavanah for marcheshet. Maybe really his kavanah for marcheshet is a kavanah, and that would he put it in the mahabat because he made a mistake. So the Gemara says, what's the difference? Even if he made a mistake and put it in the mahabat, it's still kasher for a mahabat. And according to the Bishimon, it doesn't matter what he said, hare zu or hare alai. It's always going to be kasher. for the Mahabad. So therefore, nobody's going to think that he made a mistake, because it works. It's good. But you see it in the Chovah. And therefore, in the case of the Korban, where you did it in the south, you did Kocher Karim in the south, and you had Kavanah for Kocher Kodashim. The people will think, really, he wanted to be Kocher Kodashim, but he messed up. He brought it in the south. Well, that's why the Kavanah can ruin it over here. Because Kavanah for Kocher Kodashim that you do in the south is no good. Mashe and Ken over here, no matter what you did, if you put it in the Mahabad, it's going to be kasher at the end of the day. Therefore, no matter what your kavanah is, it's always kasher. So what the people are going to think, oh, he did it wrong. It's not wrong. Putting it in the Mahabad works no matter what. So therefore, that's Shimshav Rabbi Shimon. Oh, now the Gemara asked a question that was asked this morning by one of the students. Gemara says, Ela Me'ata. According to this, Ola. Sheshahat l'shem hatat tirtze. Ola is a male animal. Hatat is a female animal. So the Gemara says, when you slaughter an ola l'shem hatat, it should be okay. Why? Because everybody knows that a hatat is a nekeva, this is a zakar. So ma'asav mochiyah that you're not doing it for a hatat. Why? Dehai zakar v'hai nekeva. So therefore, every time you slaughter an ola l'shem hatat, it should be kasher. Same logic, because everybody knows you cannot bring in a kebab for a ola. This kebab, the seir nasi, the zacharu lo yadia. We have a case of a hatat that's a male, the seir of Avodah Zarah. So since you have the seir which is a male, so therefore they won't know, and therefore it's not muhiyah, because it could be it's a hatat, because there is a hatat that comes as a male. Amar, okay, so Gemara says, Amar l'shem hatat yahid ma'ika lememar. That Sa'id is Avodah Zarah of Rabbim. Let's say the guy brought the Ola for the Kavanah of a Hatat Yahid. There's no Hatat Yahid that comes as a male. That which we said comes as a male is a Hatat Sibur of Avodah Zarah. But there's no Hatat Yahid. So that should be Kasher. Again, he slaughtered the Ola, which is a Zakhar, Lishem Hatat Yahid, which is only a Nekeba. Ma'asav Mukhiyat, that is Kavanah, is nothing. When I say vitu, and not only that, let's go to the reverse case. Hatat yachid shehatat l'shem ola tirtze. Let's do the reverse case. You took a nekeva, hatat yachid, and you slaughtered l'shem ola. It'll also be okay, because there's no ola that is a female. The hatat nekeva ve'ola zakhar. So that's the Gemara's question. These cases should be okay. Which in these cases where it's exclusively a male or exclusively a female. So the kavanah for the other item should not be posaled. Because ma'asav mochiyah, that you're slaughtering a male. So you have kavanah for a female. That means nothing. It's a male. Gemara says, mechasya be'alya. You don't know gender. Because the tail of the animal is covering up the area over there. So you don't know what it is. So therefore, it's not mochiyah. Because you don't know what it is. When the guy slaughters the ola, l'shem hatat yachid, so masa mukhiya, this is a male and that's a female. You don't know what this is. Right. If we're in masa mukhiya, because the tail is covering up the spot. So Gemara says, whoa, every animal has a tail. Hatina qeka de'aiti kivsa. Good. That's when you bring a sheep, the kibbutz that has a tail. However, aiti seira ma'ika lememar, but a seira doesn't have a tail. So you brought a seira for a hatat. And you had it l'shem ola. So you can't say, we don't know what it is. You know what it is. This is definitely a female. There's nothing covering it up. And therefore, it should work. Because ma'asav mukhiya. You're bringing it l'shem hatat that only comes from a nekeba. And you did it l'shem ola. Everybody knows this can't be l'shem ola. So the shalul shema should be nullified. You know what the explanation really is? Yeah, tail, no tail. People don't know the difference when they look at an animal if it's a zakhar or a nekeba. Even without a tail. People don't know. So therefore, the logic is when you slaughter a nekeba, nobody knows if you're slaughtering a nekeba or zakhar. They don't know the difference. Therefore, it's not mukhiyah. And therefore, it's going to be pasul with a wrong kavanah. Pesach, sheshachato l'shem asham. Okay, you have Korban Pesach. You slaughtered the Korban Pesach for the sake of for an asham. All the Gemara says, literacy, it should work. Because a Pesach has to be 1 year old. Dehai ben Shana, dehai ben Shnatai. which is, even though it's the same animal, this is a 1-year-old, this is a 2-year-old. So the fact that it's a 1-year-old, we know he's not doing it for Hashem. His kavanah for Hashem is nothing. Ma'asa mukhiyach alav. There's other animals that are brought 1-year-old. Hashem Nazir and Hashem Mitzorah. So therefore, who says he's bringing it for Pesach? Maybe he's bringing it for Hashem Nazir or Hashem Mitzorah. Lo psikale, it's not clear. Amar l'shum Hashem gezelot ul'shum Hashem me'ilot ma'ikale memar. Which means, let's say the guy brought the Korban Pesach with Kavanah l'shum Hashem gezelot and Hashem me'ilot. Clearly he said it. Now those items are 2-year-old items. And this is only a 1-year-old item. He excluded Hashem Mitzorah and Hashem Nazir. He said, I'm bringing it to Hashem Gezelot and Hashem Me'ilot. That's a 2-year-old item. This is a 1-year-old. So it should work. Not only that, the two, reverse case. Hashem Gezelot and Hashem Me'ilot. Sheshahatam Neshum Pesach. You slaughtered the Hashem Me'ilot, which is a 2-year-old animal, for Pesach. Litzu. It should work for Hashem Me'ilot. Why? The Pesach ben Shana Mani ben Shteshanim. Because again, they're different years. Pesach 1-year-old, those Hashemot are 2 years. So the Ma'aseh is Mukhiyah. You're slaughtering a 2-year animal. So what you meant, Pesach? Pesach means nothing. Look at the Ma'aseh that you're doing. You're slaughtering a 2-year animal. My answer is Ela Ben. Ben Shana, the Ben Shteshanim. Lava Tatayu de Inch. People don't know ages of the animals. They can't tell. The Ika Ben Shana, the Mersika Ben Shtatayim. Sometimes you have a big 1-year-old that looks like a 2-year-old. Ika Ben Shtatayim, you have a small 2-year-old. The Mersika Ben Shana, that looks like a 1-year-old. Therefore, you cannot tell age of the animal. Therefore, it's not Mukhiyah. Again, the basis of every question over here is the same basis. I is Mukhiyah. Therefore, it should be Kashir. And the answer is, it's not Mukhiyah. Keep on going. Se'ir she'shachato l'shum Hashem. Okay, you took the se'ir, the goat, and you slaughtered it for the sake of a korban Hashem. So the Gemara says, "Liritzi, why it should be accepted?" Dehai tzemer, dehai se'ar. Oh, what's the case over here? The case over here is a korban Hashem is brought from a kibbutz. It's a sheep. Sheep have wool. Masha'en ken. When you bring a sa'ir does not have wool. A sa'ir has hair. Oh, so the Gemara says, when you brought a sa'ir, she'shahato l'shum Hashem, we know it can't be for Hashem. This sa'ir obviously is coming for what? Not Hashem, it's coming for
anything
else. Oh, literally, it should be accepted. Why? Because I know it cannot be in Hashem. The high tzemer the high se'ar, because the Hashem has wool and this does not have wool, so I know you're not bringing it for an Hashem. The Hashem coming out of nothing. Look at the animal. The animal is, doesn't have any wool on it. Amre. Now the people are going to say, dichla ukma hu. It is a black ram, which means they're going to say that you have no da'aya. Maybe it's a black ram that they shaved the wool off of it. They're not going to know it's a goat. They'll think that it was a ram that they just took the wool off of it, and they'll say it can't be an Hashem. There was not mukhiyah. Tichna ukmahu, black ram.
The
people around. To the people around.
The guy's kavanah,
why? Because it's got to be mukhiyah to somebody.
Not to him?
Not always them, no, to the people. It's got to be mukhiyah to the people. The kavanah has got to be a kavanah that can, the people will misinterpret, will buy it, exactly, buy it. So in this case over here, yeah, it could be an Hashem. It absolutely could be an Hashem. Where's the wool? It's a black animal, black ram that they shaved the wool off. Oh, well, so the kavanah can mess them up. It is mukhiyah. Gemara says, it is mukhiyah. It is not mukhiyah. Therefore, the kavanah is will ruin it. Okay, now we go to the next case. We got all the same questions. Egel upar. Okay, now these items over here, egel and upar is for hatat. Par is kohen mashiach. Right? Well, the egel, you bring in the egel for a hatat.
So egel upashatam neshum pesach ve'asham.
Okay, the egel is for pesach, and the par is for asham. So it says
egel upar sheshachatam neshum pesach ve'asham.
You slaughtered them respectively for pesach ve'asham, egel and a par.
Liritzu.
It should work.
The egel upar be pesach ve'asham.
Veka. You can't bring an egel and a par for pesach. So therefore, when you slaughtered the egel and the par, either for a hatat or asham, right? That's what it's supposed to be. But you have to cut off a pesach. Well, we know you can't bring this for pesach. Egel and a par doesn't go for pesach. So therefore, it's either an asham or a hatat.
It should be okay.
Because ma'asam mochi, I ain't allowed that it's not for pesach. You know what the Gemara says? You're absolutely right.
In achin ameh.
This is correct. It'll work.
Ma'asam mochi rein. Oh, so now wait.
You told me, Rabbi Shimon, that by Zevachim, the rule doesn't apply. You had a pasuk, you told me. Zevachim, what's the name? Zevachim, velo, menachot, velo bezevachim. Which means, menachot, you told me, you have ma'aseh mochiyah. Different vessels. Which means, I don't care if you had a covenant for mahabat. It's in the bar cheshet. Right? You said ma'aseh mochiyahim. Papa, Zevichah, you said there's no such thing, it's the same shechita. But now I gave you a case of Zevichah, we have ma'asad mochichin. When I bring a pot or an egel, which is an asham or a hatat, l'shem pesach, it is ma'asad mochichin because it's the wrong animal. It cannot be a pesach. So I showed you by zivachim also you have ma'asad mochichin. Why did you say to Bishimon that by zivachim it's not ma'asad mochichin? I just showed you a case by zivachim that it is ma'asad mochichin, the case of pesach. So when I answer, you're right. My zivachim, rov zivachim. The majority of the cases is not mochiyah. You found me a case that's mochiyah. I agree. Rav Zevachim is not mochiyah. Rav Zevachim is not mochiyah. But anyway, you have a case of pesach. I agree. No problem. Okay. So that's the first derech of Rabbah. The way he answered the sira between Rabbi Shimon. Now we're going to Ravaz. Understand. Again, we have a contradiction of Rabbi Shimon. One time he says, you had the wrong kavanah. It doesn't matter. It's okay. One time he says the wrong kavanah. It's a problem. Oh, how did he reckon the contradiction? So Rabbah said, Rabbah, amar lakashya. Kan bekomets mincha leshum mincha, kan bekomets mincha leshem zevah. Mincha leshum mincha, vezo Torah ta mincha, Torah achat lechol haminachot. Mincha leshum zevah, vezo Torah ta mincha, vezevah lo ketiv. Simple answer. Mincha to a different mincha, it's okay. Even though you had a different kavanah, it's okay. Because the Torah says, Vezot Torat, Torah Achad, Vezot Torat Amincha. Torah Achad, Echol Amenachot. It's all about Torah. Even though you had kavanah for this one, and you brought it in that one, it works. Different kavanah, but Amenachot works. It's a Gizat Kaduf. Zot Amenachot, Torah Achad, Yishlaim. But it doesn't say Rabbi Korbanot. It doesn't say, Zot Torat Amincha, Vezebach. So by zevachim, it doesn't work. Which means if I slaughtered the mincha l'shem zevach, l'shem zevach, I slaughtered the minhat machabat l'shem shlamim. That's not going to work. That's pasul. Which means I can play around in the Torah of mincha. This for that mincha for machabat, machabat for marcheshen, and so on and so on. Because zot Torah to minhagot, but I cannot do that for mincha to zevach. Yeah.
The Gemara says, "Vehatana mipne shemaaseha muchichin aleha ka'amar."
Oh, it's a big question. Big question according to Rava, and Rava is going to turn over the whole sugya. So basically, we gizrat ha-katuv. Rava is gizrat ha-katuv. Zot Torah ta-mincha, Torah achat lechol ha-menachot. I don't care whatever kavanah you had. For this, for that, for that, it works. But Rabbi Shimon didn't say that. You have to go with his words. Rabbi Shimon's words were, you know the reason why it's good? Because ma'asav mochichot. Because bottom line, he's using the vessel. So I don't care if he had a different kavanah. Look at the vessel that he's using. He didn't say what you said, oh, zot Torah ta-menachot and all that. He said ma'asav mochichot. What was the sevarah till now, how we learned ma'asav mochichot? Until now, the way we learned ma'asav mochichot means that's the sivarat to say that the kavanah is nothing. Because look, the guy was bringing you a marcheshet, and he brought it in the marcheshet. But you had Kavanah for Mahabad.
Right. Shtiyot had Kavanah for Mahabad. You bring it in a Mahalishin.
Rava's going to say, he's going to adjust this statement. He's going to say, no, reverse. When you have it in a marcheshet, and you have a kavanah for mahabbat, that's such a shaker. That's such a shaker kavanah. That ruins it. That's a reason to ruin it. Till now we were saying, that's a reason to discard it. What a kind of crazy kavanah. Don't pay attention. Look what he's doing. He's going to say, no, afal pish ma'asav mukichot, even though ma'asav mukichot, and that's a reason that it should be pasul, but we have a gezrat katuv zotorat menachot. Oh, menachot, put them in the same story. So ma'asav mukichot is a reason to posel. So therefore, adjust Rabbi Shimon's word. He did say those words ma'asav mukichot, but he meant it to the negative. So therefore, read it like this. The Gemara says, "Ve'at tanam b'neshim ma'asav mukichin aliyah kamar haki kamar afal gav." Which means, even though this is a machshava that's not noticeable, what does that mean? A machshava that's not noticeable? Meaning, the kavanah that you had is a kavanah that should ruin it. You know, it's not noticeable. What do you mean not noticeable? What's that lashon? Not noticeable. Yeah, those words don't fit. You got to change those words. So I prepared you, but then the words don't go. Give me the right words. Hey, haki gamar. I forgot the machshava de lo min kirahi. Ena nikerechi emet. That's what it means. Which means that machshava is not nikarshu emet. Adrabat, it's a bloody shaker. It's not emet bechlal. How opposite it is from what he's doing. Vezotorat menachot, torahot dechol menachot. Good. So we have a gezat katuv to put it back in. Umay aval bizvachim enokin. Now you have to continue to be sure what's saying. But when it comes to zivachim, it's not so. What does it mean, zivachim? It's not so. Which is mashma by zivachim. We're going to say the reverse sevara now. By zivachim, it's a sevara to say it's okay, because when you slaughter a zivach and you do it for this kind of, there's no maaseh that's going against. When I take a shilamim and I slaughter for an olah, it's all the same action. They're the civilized to say that it should be good. But you know what? I don't have a gezerat katuv that puts all the zivachim in the same category. It doesn't say zotorat amenachot nazeva. It's just a zotorat amenachot. Even right, even though we have a kula, the shchita hat nekulan, meaning that it's the same shayt, that if you didn't do anything mamash b'sheker to posel, v'zot torat ha'mercha v'zevach lo ketiv. So therefore, comes out according to the Rava, ipka sevara hapucha, that according to Shimon, the reason why by menachot really logically have a reason to say it should be pasul b'shelo lishma, but a gezerat ketuv puts it in. And zevachim have a sevara to say it should be okay to shelo lishma, because I don't have the gezerat ketuv to include it, I can't include it. And what's the sevara? By menachot, I put it in a mahabat and I'm thinking marheshet. That's a psul machshava. You're going against what you're doing. That's a shaken gamur. You're right, but you know what? It says zotrat menachot. You did it for that, you did it for this, it's all included. But by zevachim it's the opposite, Rabbi. Zevachim should be good. Same to be half everything, which is if I did it for Ola or for Shlamim. I'm not doing anything but shaker. I'm doing the same. I'm just a mashava that was off. But it's not a total shaker. You're right. What should I tell you? I don't have a gezerat ketuv to put them all in the picture. If coming up for this or coming up for that. That's, so the conclusion is the same. It's just the way Rabban and Rava get there is some two using the same sevara, the same line, but is, put it this way. Say it like this. Is ma'asav mukichot a reason to say that the Kavanah is nullified, or that the Kavanah is alive and it should ruin it? Ma'asav mukichot, is that a sevara to say that disregard it, or not disregard it? It's a total shaker, and if we have to, you have to deal with it. Oh, so comes in what I says. According to this, Ela me'ata. Okay, hatat chelif. What's hatat chelif? The eight chelif is shogeg. You have to be a hatat chelif.
ששחטה לשם חטאת דם. You brought the חטאת בכוונת as if you ate blood. It's the same חטאת, same procedure. Just the כוונה was different. לשום חטאת עבודת כוכבים, או you brought, let's say, לשום חטאת עבודת כוכבים, לשום חטאת נזיר, לשום חטאת מצורה, תהיה כשאלה ותרצה. It should work. Why? דאמר רחמנא, because when it came to חטאת, it says, וזאת תורת החטאת, תורה אחת לכל חטאות. Which is, once you tell me this new דרשה, by מנחות, זאת תורת המנחות, תורה אחת, מכוונה, mixing matching, כוונות is okay. So let's do the same thing by חטאות then. I found another pasuk, זאת תורת החטאות. זאת תורת החטאת. So therefore, if I mixed and match, I was also being a chedev and I brought it for dam. I brought it for mitzorah, I brought it as a kavanah for nazir. It should work. Same logic. Just like you did zot torat minacha. Say zot torat hatat going to this logic of Rabba. Yeah? The Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon hachinameh. You're right. Because Rabbi Shimon, it will work. Hatat chedev that you brought the shem hatat dam, it'll work. The Rabbanan, but for the rabbis, no. The rabbis are arguing to be shown, it's not going to work. Why? Ha amar rava hatat chelet sheshechata l'shem hatat dam l'shum hatat avodat kochavim keshera. That case they'll hold it's keshera because really dam and chelet is the exact same korban. There's really even the rabbis will tell you when you switch from chelet to dam it'll work. However l'shem hatat nazir l'shem hatat mesura. Pisula, which means, let's say I slaughtered the chatat chelev l'shem chatat mesorah. That's going to be pasul. Why? Dehani olot bahadayu ninhu. There's a big difference between the chatat chelev and the chatat of a mesorah. The chatat chelev is kapara. The chat, which means a medicine. I ate chelev, I got to make a chatat. Chatat mitzurah is not kapara. It's called a chatat, but it's more like an ola in its function. The chatat mitzurah allows him to enter the mikdash, or allows him to eat kadashim. It's not a kapara korban. Therefore, a chatat chelev, if you hayab and you had kavanah for chatat mitzurah, will not work. On pam, according to the rabbis. The rabbis argue on Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, I don't care what hatat you brought, it always works. Zot torat hatat, mix and match. Hatat chelev, l'shem hatat mitzurah, hatat dam, l'shem hatat nazir. Zot torat hatat. However, according to Rabbanan, the rabbis will say this, I'll give you hatat chelev if you brought l'shem dam. Because basically, it's two kapara korbanot, it's brought the same, the kavanah was different, big deal, you're toned. Mashi'enke, when you bring a hatat, it's supposed to be hatat chelev. You have kavanah for hatat mitzorah. No good. What do you mean? Hatat, hatat. No. This is a kapara hatat. And this is a procedural hatat. Which is more, that's what the Gemara calls it. It's an ola. It's not an ola. Meaning it's like an ola. It doesn't mechaper. Look at Rashi. Rashi wrote a few explanations. One of the explanations he says over here, as I'm reading it, is, Lishna harina olot ninu ve'en ba'in al het. It's not coming for a sin. Ela lachshir. It's coming to kosher. Velo hashivi kemo. Velo hashivi kohok hatat. Right. It's coming to matir the mitzorah from a sara'at, let's say. But it's not a kapara. Therefore, that's why the rabbis are going to say no. So, but according to Bishamon, it'll work. Well, why according to Bishamon, it'll work according to this opinion? Zot torat hatat. All hatat are the same. If it works just like zot torat, hamenachot or menachot are the same. Gemara says another girsah in Rava. Rava chabered Rava mati lechulehu lefsula. He says all the cases are going to be pasul. Even chaylev fadam. We just told you chaylev fadam is kasher, according to the rabbis. But there's another girsah that says no good. Why? It says b'shachat ota lechatat l'shem oto chatat. Ota lechatat is got to be l'shma for that sin. Everybody said no. But again, that's according to the rabbis. But according to Rabbi Shimon, he is lenient. Continuing the Gemara, what we're trying to do is to square off Estira in Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon made two statements. One statement of Rabbi Shimon, he said that if you bring a mincha, shelo lishma, so it's ole, it counts.
In one place he said if you bring a mincha shelo lishma, doesn't count. So we gave a few answers how to reckon. This is talking about this, this is talking about that. Now we're going to give the opinion of how Rav Asher squares off the two statements. Make up your mind. Is a mincha shelo lishma counting or it's not counting? So Rav Asher amar, nakashya. Kam bekomets mahabat lishum marheshet. Kan bekomets minhat mahabat lishum minhat marheshet. Mahabat lishum marheshet bemana kam mehashev. Umahashava bemana lo pasla. Minhat mahabat lishum minhat marheshet. Bemenha de pasla ba mehashava kam mehashev. Gemara's answer is an answer that we saw already. That it makes a difference what the guy's words he used. If he brings a mahabat l'shem marheshet, so in that case over there, marheshet is not a minha. Marheshet is the vessel. Marheshet is a deep bowl, and the mahabat is the flat bowl. So therefore, when he says he's bringing a mahabat, he says l'shem marheshet. That doesn't posel. Because that's not a mincha. That's just the name of the keli. Bemana lo mifsela. It's not pasul when you have a kavana in the different mana. But when you say the word mincha, meaning minhat mahabat, you have kavana liminhat marheshet. Oh, the word mincha, that has the ability to be pasul. When the kavana is in the vessel, what the vessel? The vessel's not the mincha. The vessel's just a keli. There's no machshava in the vessel that's posel. Ela, it's in the word mincha itself. Okay. Do we have Rashi? La kashya, the Rabbi Shimon, the Rabbi Shimon. Hachi garsina mahabat l'shem marcheshet. Okay. So the Gemara says a question. That's the next Rashi we're up to. Veha tana mifene shema'aseha mukhichin aleha ka'amar. Oh, in Rabbi Shimon gave a reason why he says the machshava is not posel. His reason was because ma'aseha mukhichin. What does ma'aseha mukhichin mean? Simply means you said you're bringing a mahabat and it's in a mahabat. Now the guy says l'shem marheshet. Look at what he's doing. The reason why the marheshet means nothing is because ma'asev mukhichin. He's doing it in a mahabat. So therefore we say it's worthless. That's not the reason you're giving over here, Rav Asher. You're giving a new reason. You're saying because since he did it in the keli is not posel. It's not the pshat that Rabbi Shimon said. Rabbi Shimon said because his ma'asev is mukhiyah. And if his ma'asev is mukhiyah, that's a different sevara. That's she. She says, "Ve'atana va'afilu minhat mahabat l'shem minhat marheshet namete ole l'shem chobah." That ma'aseh mukhichin. Once you give that sevara, there should not be a difference even when you say mincha, because even if I'm bringing a minhat mahabat and I say l'shem minhat marheshet, what's the difference? The keli is mukhiyah. So therefore, once you understand the sevara that Rabbi Shimon said, there should be no chiluk like Rav Asher. Ma'aseh mukhichin regardless. Go ahead, look at the keli that he's bringing it in. So Gemara says, "Hachi ka'amar." This is what he said, and we saw this sevara in Nava as well. Afal gav de machshava minkari tipasel, which means it's a reverse sevara. The reverse sevara is like this: really, Rav Asher holds that such a kavana l'shem marheshet, when you bring it in a mahabat, that's such a shekel. Because look, you bring it in a mahabat, and you're doing something totally, your kavanah's totally against, that's a reason to be posel. Till now, we said that's a reason to say, he means nothing. Don't pay attention to that kavanah. His actions speak louder than his kavanah. Now, we're saying no. Adrabba, the reason that he had such a kavanah against what he's doing, that's a kavanah that has the ability to be posel, because it's such a shekel, it can be posel. So if I would have thought and say like this, afalpi, even though shema'asav mukhichin, even though the ma'asim mukhichin, therefore that makes the mahshaba bad, so I would think that it's pasul, kamash ma'lan. No, that when it comes to just saying the keli itself, I'm not going to be pasul. But when I say the mincha, when I say the mincha, then already it's going to be posel. I'm not going to be posel with the keli, but I'm going to be posel with the mincha. That's she. And she says, haki kamar. Look at that, she haki kamar. Kilomar. Deha ma'aseh mukhin giri utahi. It's a negative. It's not a sivara to be mekel. Adrabah, it's a sivara to say pasul. The machshava, the minkira, she's shaken. It's a machshava that's clearly obvious shaken. So he says pasal rahmana. Why? What's the logic to say it's asur? Shim yomru mutar l'shanot. Sivara that she throws it is like this, because if you allow this, the people are going to come along to say you're allowed to do this ketechila. If we allow somebody to have a negative machshava to what he's bringing, so he says, what's going to happen? People will say, ah, the machshava means nothing. And then when the ketreila, they're going to come along and what? Be mishaneh. That's a problem. The haki kamin. Afal pi. Shem mincha ena domeh lezvachim. Debe mincha, which means, clearly, the Bishamon's language is like this. Mincha is not domeh lezvachim. Why? When it comes to korbanot, it's all the same action. The only difference is in what he's thinking. It's the same shechita for a shilamim, for a hatat. There you don't have a ma'aseh that's mukhiya. So he says like this, Ba'apalgav, the ma'aseh mukhiyin, v'ikav ha'demifsela b'machshava, de'lo min kira, kemot shu omer hi, ela badai nikar she'eno kach. Which is, even though there's a reason to say pasul by the mincha, why? Because if we matir it, the people are going to come to me, matir it, look at that, and there was a problem. Afilu ha'achi kishirai chadelo etkar shem mincha. Oh, only when they didn't say the mincha is going to be okay. But when you said mincha, in a chenameh, we're going to say that that machshava has the ability because of this sevara. Also, and the question is, by zevachim, what did he say by Zevachim, Rabbi Shimon? He said by Zevachim, the machshava is going to be posel. That means when you slaughter it for Ola, Leshem, something else, that machshava is posel. So read the Gemara inside. The Gemara says, Aval, Zevachim, Enochim. But when it comes to Korbanot, it's not so. Afagab de Shechita Achat Lekulan. This is Sevarat to say it's Mutar. Even though it's the same Shechita, you didn't do anything so shaked. It's the same shechita, zrika achat lekulam, kabbalah achat lekulam. It's all the same procedures. It's the same shechita, it's the same kabbalah, the same zrika. Bisbicha de pasla be machshava kamechashev. But the machshava is going to be posel by zivicha. Zivicha is a logic to say it should be mutar. But what? No. By Zivicha, the Torah was osir machshava, and therefore it's going to be a problem. So therefore, Rabbi Shimon is saying, even though there was a sevara to be mahmir by mincha will be lenient when it's just in the keli. Will be lenient in the keli at least, but not in the mincha. The mincha, when he says mincha lezeh, we're going to say that machshava is posel, because we don't want him to come to do it lechataila. And by Zivachim, even though there's a sevara to say it should be mutar, you didn't do anything so shaken. It's the same Zivicha. By Zivicha, Machshava is going to be posel. That's according to Rav Asher's way of understanding Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara says, Amale Ravacha Bered Ravan Rav Asher. So he asks a question according to this logic. Hareva Mishum Belula. Hareva was what? A dry mincha. And bilula is a type of mincha that's balul b'shemin. So a person brings a hareva, a dry mincha, but he has kavana l'shem bilula. Amai amar bishim'on, which means, why did Rabbi Shimon say above that what? That it's okay. Which means this machshava is nothing. That she says, deha machshava deha leka hacha mana, which means, in this case over here, the keli is the same keli. It's just that you had a difference in machshava, hareva. So this is like mincha. It's like mincha. You had kabbalah for one type of mincha, hareva, and you said, I'm bringing a bidulah. Hey, you told me by minachot, you say it's pasul shelo lishma. Ze minhat hareva, but kabbalah le minhat bidulah. So the kabbalah, why did you say it counts? The kabbalah should be pasul according to you, Rabbi Shimon. Amale leshum bila be'alma. That's not the name of the mincha. The mincha is not called a berula. He meant l'shem bila, meaning I'm bringing it l'shem bila in a mixing fashion. It's not a mincha. L'shem bila meaning it's a hot about to dry mincha. What is l'shem bila? That's not considered the mincha. That she says kevan delo itkar behedya minhat hot about shem minhat berula. That's the point. He didn't say the word mincha. When you say berula, you have to say the word mincha. Here he didn't say mincha. He said hareva l'shem bidula. L'shem bila be'alma. Lo amar mincha. Therefore it's okay. Gemara says, oh yeah, iache l'shum shlamim nameh. So then I'll tell you, when a guy brings a korban olah, let's say l'shem shlamim, what do we say? Oh, b'zevachim, the kavanah is posel. Why should we posel? Nameh l'shum shlamim be'alma. I'll say that when he said l'shem shlamim, it means for the sake of peace. He didn't mean, did he say korban shlamim? He didn't say the word korban shlamim. Could be when he says the shlamim, he means for the sake of peace in the world. And then why is it people say, the same way you're telling me when he says the word hareva and bilula, doesn't mean mincha. So I'll tell you, shlamim doesn't mean korban. So why are you saying it's pasul? Gemara says, come on. Hachi hashta? Is that a fair analogy? Hatam zebach gufa ikri shlamim. דכתיב המקריב את דם השלמים הזורק את דם השלמים החם מנחה גופה מאקרי בלולה ויכול מנחת בלולה בשמן כתיב בלולה בשמן אקרי בלולה סתמה לא אקרי. But I answers, what are you talking? שלמים, that's what the Korban is called. The Torah calls the Korban a שלמים. So therefore when he asks כוונה לשלמים, you don't say, oh, he didn't say Korban, maybe he means שלום בעלמה. No, Shalom Shlamim is a Korban. Masha'ikin, you don't call the Mincha a Bilula. It's called either a Minhat Bilula or Bilula. But this Bilula is Bilula B'Shemin. That's not the name of the Mincha. And therefore, just because he said he brought a Hareva L'Shem Bilula, that doesn't mean L'Shem Minhat Bilula. When you talk about that Mincha, what do you call it? You call it a Minhat Bilula. By saying L'Shem Bilula means nothing. L'Shem Bilula B'Shemen. That's not the name of the Mincha. Therefore, according to Mishmar, it's going to be okay. When you say Shlamim, that's the Korban. What is it called? It is called the Shlamim. Oh, now, after the Gemara burned all the answers to answer Rabbi Shimon's Stira, the Gemara is going to go now and say why each rabbi didn't follow the other rabbi's opinion. So the Gemara starts. Let's review now. Now is a good time to review the Shittah. Rava's answer was in Rabbi Shimon, kan b'shinui mincha, kan b'shinui be'alim. Shinui mincha, shinui kodesh. Which means, when you made shinui kodesh, mincha for marhesh, to marhesh for mahabat, it's okay. When do we say it's not okay? When he bought it for a different be'alim. It's Reuven's mincha, and they brought it l'shem Shimon. Oh, that was his answer. Why don't they want to hold like that answer? Oh, that's a nice answer. Gemara says, "Kulihu keraba lo amre." They don't like that answer. Why? The adraba machshabad de minkera pasal rachmana, which means it's not mistaber that such a machshaba is going to be mutar. It's going against what he's doing. It's worse. The sevarav worse. You're telling me according to Rabbi Shimon, Rava's answer. Rava was the logic that said when you're bringing a mahabat and it's in a mahabat and you have the kavanah marcheshet, marcheshet's worthless. You see, he's bringing a mahabat. Kibra said, no, they don't like that sefer. Adraba, this is a mahabat that's going against what you're doing. That's a shekel, and therefore Adraba has a reason to say it's worse. That's why they discount Rava. They don't like Rava's zapshat. Okay, kirava lo amre. Okay, what was Rava? Rava, his answer was, when it comes to Minachot, it doesn't matter which Kavanah you have, Mahabat, Marhesh, Marhesh, Mahabat, it doesn't matter. Except, when was it no good? When you do a Mincha L'Shem Zevach. I'm bringing the Mincha L'Shem Zevach, that's when it's no good. And he brought a Pasuk to prove this over here. Zot Torah Ta Minachot, Torah Achat L'Chol Minachot. But it doesn't say, Zot Torah Ta Mincha V'Zevach. So why don't they like that? That's a good sevara. That all menachot could give shalom lishma doesn't affect menachot. Why didn't they like that? So it says because zot Torah lo mashma lehu. Okay, they don't do this to Sidasha. You have to accept this drasha, Zotorat Mincha. He brought a drasha. They don't buy into that drasha, Zotorat Mincha. So therefore, they don't subscribe to it. Kirav Asher lo Amre. Okay, what was Rav Asher's answer? We just said it. Rav Asher's answer was he makes a haluk between whether you said the keli or you said the word Mincha. Right? That was the last answer we just brought. Why don't they like that answer? Mishum kushad rabaha bered rabaha. Because this last question that we asked, that if you're going to say that when you say the mincha, it's a problem, so then why did Rabbi Shimon say that hareva to bilula? That question they had was a good question. Because hareva means like minhat hareva to minhat bilula. And even though we answered it, but they don't like that answer. They go that, according to your logic, that when you say minha, it's a problem, so then hareva tibilula is also a minha. And don't say keli. That's not a keli over there. And therefore, the charash be pasul. So because of that question, they don't want to subscribe to that opinion as well.